Another misconception that the poor middle class have is that the rich are lucky or they have better luck than you. If I could give you the definition of luck or the acronym of luck, luck stands for laboring under correct knowledge. And the reason I bring that up is several times in my life, people have said, oh, you just got rich because you were lucky. I remember years ago, I was doing a talk in Honolulu, and I was talking about the success I had with my nylon and Velcro wallets. I brought those out in 1976. And I was the wonder boy in town talking about my wallets. And this one person in the audience, I was just 29 years old, was a millionaire, and I thought I was pretty hot stuff, and I acted like it. But nonetheless, this guy raised his hand, and he says, oh, you just got lucky. You just got lucky. And the thing I want to say, again, is luck is laboring under correct knowledge. I'm going to start summarizing some of the things I said before. I knew I was going to fail 9 out of 10 times. I knew I was going to fail. I also knew that if I was going to fail 9 out of 10 times, I should start 10 times. That was my rationale on the whole thing. The other part I knew was that the chances of me losing that business were pretty good. So even though I sounded cocky, I knew my chances of success were slim because I just had short-term success at that time. But what I said to that guy was this. I said, the reason I was lucky is what you have not seen are probably the 30 or 40 other businesses that did not make it. In other words, the 30 or 40 businesses that I have buried in my backyard. The 30 or 40 businesses where I've had to go back to my investors and apologize because I lost their money. The 30 or 40 businesses that were a good idea at the time but failed to make it. And so the thing about luck being laboring under correct knowledge is part of going into becoming an entrepreneur or starting a business or buying stocks, buying real estate, is you know that the odds are naturally against you. And so luck means being able to be a good money manager, being smart enough, being willing to make the mistakes, correct and learn from them, so that when your time comes, you seem to get lucky. The same thing is after the 87 crash, people says, oh, you just got lucky buying all that real estate. That really wasn't true. I had been buying real estate since 1974, waiting for the next crash. And I waited and I waited and waited. So when it really settled in around 1989, I was in position. I was in the right place at the right time with the experience and with the education to take advantage of it. So some people call that lucky. I call it being prepared or laboring under correct knowledge. So I know when I just said about 30 or 40 businesses might frighten some of you. And again, the reason it may frighten some of you because, again, we're going into emotional intelligence. The thing about it is, if something frightens you, you have only two choices, back down or get stronger. That's really it. And so when somebody gives me a piece of bad news or something that frightens me, at that point, I've got to find it deep inside my soul that I'm going to overcome it, that I'm going to make it a good thing to happen to me. But going back, I didn't lose a lot of money in those 30 or 40 businesses. Some of them only lasted a day. In other words, I have this good idea, we do some market research on it, and we bury it. It just didn't work. It wasn't a bad idea. Or sometimes we're trying to get the business to put together and the team doesn't come together. As I say, business and investing are team sports. I don't just do it by myself. And that's why the business may fail. There was no money lost. It was just an idea we attempted to develop, but it never came to fruition. When I say that the nylon and Velcro wallet business was my first really successful business, that's true in some ways, but it was also a long line of little businesses, little ideas I just practiced on. I had this one business. In Hawaii, we have these sugar packets. You know, when you go to drink coffee, you pick up a little sugar packet. I think it's an ounce of sugar, whatever it is. It had pictures of Hawaii on it with hula girls or, you know, the Nepali coast or white sand beaches and all this. So one of the businesses we went to C&A Sugar, and we said, we would like to buy these sugar packets from you, and we're going to put them in these little sleeves, and we're going to pack it as cargo, you know, like, and so you go home, it's a little burlap cardboard box, it looked like, a sleeve with maybe 100 of the sugar packets inside of it. It was called Sweet Cargo. And then we would sell them into all the little tourist shops, which there's thousands of them in Hawaii. So we went to C&A Sugar and all this, and they shot us down. But nonetheless, that was an idea. Well, that was an idea that didn't work. I had another idea for laser-cut puzzles, and we see them all over now, but I was a little bit too early. The laser-cutting process wasn't good, and I lost about $25,000 cutting pieces of wood with lasers that didn't work to make these puzzles. So those are the ideas on failures. I just constantly coming up with new ideas and trying something. Sometimes they work, but most times they don't, and that's what I'm trying to say to people. Just because you fail once doesn't mean you're a failure. Failure is a verb, not a noun. A lot of people think they're a failure. You know, I am a failure. You're not. You failed, which means at least you tried something. And successful people try and try and keep going again. The other part about that is that Einstein said, imagination is more important than knowledge. And many people think that their education or what they know is so important. The reason Einstein said imagination is more important than knowledge is because knowledge is limited. It's only so much you know. But your imagination is unlimited. So for people who want to take their ideas and turn it into a business, keep going. See, the thing I believe is that every single one of us has at least one idea in our head of a product or service that could make us richer beyond our entire dreams. We've all seen a product, oh, I thought of that before, or why didn't I do that, or I knew that. And most of us have had these ideas that could have made us extremely wealthy. But the problem is we don't have the correct, called reality, because if you think making mistakes bad, if that's your idea, then your reality is if you make a mistake, you're a failure. That's not good thinking. Or you don't have the business experience, or you don't have the education to take that idea and turn it into millions, maybe billions of dollars. Look at Bill Gates of Microsoft. He didn't invent his system. He bought it. He bought it from somebody else. He put a business around it. He became the richest man in the world off of somebody else's idea. The thing here is this, is that we're not taught these things in school. We're taught to not make mistakes, and if you make too many mistakes, you're a failure. And failure, as I said, is a verb, not a noun. So I want you to know that you are not born a failure. You were born to make mistakes. And by making more mistakes, being honest about it, and learning from them, you will go farther and farther. And people who are afraid of making mistakes, which is emotional, they're the ones who fall further and further behind, even though they have all the right answers.